With billboards, petitions, a website, and ads, anesthesiologists have made an employment debate with Atrium Health public. This online video starts with a single green line on a heart monitor and the sound of a doctor starting to put a patient under. But then there's a problem.
We absolutely need the anesthesiologist now.
Don't go to sleep on radical changes in anesthesiology care.
Atrium has now sued and says its longtime anesthesiology group is defaming the hospital. WFAE's healthcare reporter Alex Olgan joins me now to catch us up on this dispute. Alex, advertisements, lawsuits between doctors and the hospital, what's going on?
Well, both sides say the other is putting profits over patient care. Atrium says it ended the contract with its current anesthesiologist that care for patients as of July because they wouldn't agree to an arrangement with doctors that lower costs by Atrium handling the billing. Southeast Anesthesiology Consultants and its parent company, Mednax, the old provider, say the hospital's cutting the number of anesthesiologists in charge of patient care. But Atrium says that's false, and they say that Mednax knows it's false. So the lawsuits started flying last week. First, Mednax filed one accusing Atrium of sharing false information, breaking its contract, and not doing business in good faith. And then yesterday, Atrium fired back with its own suit saying Mednax broke its contract by publishing secret business information and is spreading misinformation about the hospital system.
So what is all of this going to mean for patients?
So Atrium claims this spreading of false information is scaring patients into canceling procedures or not coming to Atrium. And the new provider, Scope Anesthesia of North Carolina, is hiring doctors to take over in July, which is just about 3 months away. Now, last we spoke, he said he was on track to have everyone in place by then. That was about 90 doctors that he needs to have in place.
And what other claims does Atrium make against Mednax in this new lawsuit?
Well, first, it may help to know a little bit more about Mednax. It's a publicly traded company, and it has more than 4,000 doctors across the country. Last year, 38% of the company's revenue came from its anesthesia practices. Atrium says in the last year, at least 50 doctors affiliated with Mednax filed complaints with the state medical board claiming that Mednax's business practices violated medical ethics rules. Now, the medical board doesn't just confirm existence of complaints. Now, the lawsuit says that Mednax has also lost contracts with Cone Health in Greensboro and Duke Raleigh Hospital. According to Atrium, those practices make up about 200 doctors. We have a glimpse into the details from the other lawsuits that were filed. The anesthesiologists in Greensboro who formerly worked for Mednax are in a legal battle with the company, and the suit claims that Mednax was trying to become the exclusive provider of anesthesia in the state and lock doctors into unfair employment agreements through non-compete clauses.
Well, Alex, have you been able to talk to the doctors or Atrium about this Charlotte case?
I reached out to officials at Mednax and have not heard back. I saw Atrium CEO Gene Woods yesterday at a health summit in Uptown, and I tried to ask him about the dispute, but he wouldn't discuss it.
Now, another large group of doctors want to leave Atrium and filed suit to do so earlier this week. Are there similarities between these two cases?
Right. So on Monday, a large number of doctors, 92, in the Mecklenburg Medical Group filed suit to have the court void their non-competes so they could form an independent practice and separate from Atrium. The hospital system told the doctors to go ahead and said it would figure out a way to address the non-competes, but they haven't provided details. The Mednax doctors also have non-competes that prevent them from working for Atrium through its new anesthesiology provider, Scope. Attorney Russell Beck is at a Boston law firm called Beck, Reed & Ryden, and he specializes in this kind of law, and he's tracked these cases for years. Now, he's not affiliated with these cases in North Carolina, but the number of reported non-compete court decisions nationwide between 2000 and 2009 across all industries about doubled, according to his accounting. But since then, Beck says non-compete litigation has leveled off, and he thinks court decisions over time has caused companies to try and not enforce as many in these cases.
As courts have gotten more experience with these, the decisions have become more thoughtful and the analysis deeper. And so I think companies have learned that it is best to take a more conservative approach to the enforcement of these.
11 states limit or altogether bar non-competes for physicians. North Carolina does not, and there are states that are more likely to enforce non-competes, like Florida, and others that limit them by state law, like California. Beck says North Carolina falls somewhere in the middle, so we'll have to see how this plays out in court.
WFAE's Alex Olgan, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.